Welcome to Queen Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens reflecting on the experiences and the inexperienced. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana, and we're your favorite cousins.
Period. Y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to the Queen Talk with AJ podcast.
Welcome to season 4, yo. Wow.
Season 4, dog. Oh. Is this real?
That's insane.
That is insane.
That is a very crazy thought.
We really made it to season 4.
We have arrived.
Wow. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes.
It's so nice to be back. I've missed you guys.
Y'all, it seems like when we're not podcasting, life be hitting me fast. So I'm so glad to be back. So maybe that the universe will also align.
Look, yeah, we took a break and so did our lives didn't take a break. But
no, they
didn't. Scared from podcasting. And it's like, that was our balance.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that.
Wow. I have moved.
Yes, into a beautiful space. Very beautiful.
So I'm like, this is so interesting because I knew that the next time we recorded, I would be moved. And I was like wondering what our like experience was going to be like. So we're like actually here. It's like, wow.
That is wild.
Here we are.
And also like, dang, I didn't take in that last recording, like that last session as like
the last time there. I don't think so either. Yeah.
I don't remember what we talked about in the last episode.
I don't.
I honestly don't remember.
Ooh, can't tell you.
That's fine. Jordan, right. What's been going on, man? Well, you moved. Okay.
I moved. That is probably the majority. I think moving in itself has been an adjustment. I've been playing with time. leaving the house, I mean. And... I feel like I'm closer to things, but I'm still a decent chunk, and I think I just got a little comfortable. No, you're still kind of far. yeah, life is grand. I really don't have any complaints.
That's good. That is really good.
Yeah, my fro is froing. My glow is glowing.
As always, the fro never misses a freaking beat.
Wow.
You already know I'm a gas the fro. Please.
Fro Joe, we here.
Yes. Ooh. No,
and you have started a lock journey. I think it's so dope. Like, you talked about starting locks for a while. Like, so what was your official, like, I'm going to start locks?
Okay, so boom. Mm-hmm. I think that I was thinking about them for a while. And then I was saying, like, if my birthday was coming up, this is around January time. I think I started thinking about them in, like, November, December. And then a little bit before that, I was like looking at them and I didn't understand why I was looking at them. I just was looking at them all over Instagram.
Oh, so you were like searching.
Like I was looking at them more in like, I already actually started following people who like had locks and like, okay, they were just talking about their lock journey and stuff. And I was just like, wow, they're so beautiful. And I just would like follow them. And so they were all on my timeline already. Wow, and I didn't realize, I was just like, dang, they're so pretty. This is why I follow them. No, I think it was like me really feeling like I really wanted to start my locks. Wow. And I didn't know.
Yeah.
So, like, around November, December, I was like, no, I'm going to get locks in January. No, because it was October. Because I was like, it's 2 months. Okay, yeah. So, I was like, I'm going to start my locks in January. But it was my birthday, and I was like, I wanted this certain hairstyle for my trip, blah, blah, blah. So, I was like, nah.
Oh, my gosh. Start them right. That was a whole thing.
That was a whole cow manure. So, and then finally in March or end of February, I can't remember actually. I have it written down because I literally keep a lock diary. But I started them. I just was like, you know, I'm going to get my natural hair done. And I was like, I'm probably going to let her do like a little twist out or something. Just like, you know, for my last time getting my hair done, we're going to talk about the locks. Basically do a lock consultation. And then I was like, is it, like, can I just start it today? And she was like, yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just start them today? And boom, here we go.
Oh, that's exciting. You didn't even know for sure. No. You went in there, you came out totally different.
Yeah, and I'm 2 months baby locked right now. It's been 2 months. So my little babies are 2 months.
So I want to ask about this lock diary.
Yeah.
I'm actually really interested to hear. So what do you document?
I took a photo the very first time I got them done.
Okay.
I have taken a photo of the second time I've got them done. And then I put who started them. I put the date that I started. And I put, I think I put like how it made me feel.
Okay.
So, wow. Yeah. That's but mostly awesome. It's like photos and dates and stuff yeah. like that. Yeah.
I think that's dope.
Because like I feel like after like a year, I think I want to make like a lock reel.
Okay.
And so I really want to be intentional too, because like I want to pay attention to like the growth and like, I just really love them.
You know, that's so funny that you said that, because I feel like I have a habit sometimes of just looking through my photos and like you see the journey.
Yes.
But it's so unintentional. It's just like a mess. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like, oh yes. Yeah, what year was this? Da, 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 da. So the fact that you're being intentional, because I feel like we live in a time where we document so much, mm-hmm. but we're also not paying attention.
Right.
And so for there to be intent behind it, I think that's really dope.
Thank you.
Okay, girl.
Wow. I just had a little lock interview, y'all.
Yes. Lock me down.
Thank you. Please, you can lock me down. Oh. Can lock me down like there, too.
Sis holding up her ring.
Andy's.
LOL.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's so all that's lots. Really been going on. It's a lot. It's me working. My schedule changed a little bit. There's nothing exciting to talk about, really.
Right. I
and
understand.
I'm just trying to book more flights.
Wow.
Maybe you have to go book more flights and catch some more zeros.
You're about to go on
account.
A dope ass trip, though.
Yeah, I am preparing, guys, to go to Greece. I will be visiting the island of Mykonos. I don't want to pronounce it wrong and disrespect the people.
I bet the water, and even just like the Athens, like the villas, like the houses, yeah. and like the food.
I'm excited for the food.
Wow.
I am excited for the food, the fresh bread.
Ooh.
I'm excited for the water, I'll just say the bakery day. For the beach, I'm excited for, we just have several things planned. We're going to visit Acropolis in Athens, so I'm very excited for that. Like oh my God, it just escaped me.
Damn. Might be disrespecting us, okay?
That is so rude.
We've been fumbling all day. So you know what?
Isn't that where I think it's where the people fight. Oh. What I want to say, oh my God, Gladiator.
Oh shit, for real?
I want to say Gladiator. Is that what it is?
Girl, that's my type of song.
I think that's what it is. It's like the city of Acropolis in Athens, and it's like all of that, I think, if that's what I'm thinking about. But I'm pretty sure that's what I'm thinking about. So yeah. I'll be visiting there.
A little bit of Game of Thrones. Okay.
So I'm excited. You know, I had an opportunity to go to Croatia this summer.
Wow.
Where Game of Thrones was filmed.
Wow.
It was around the same time that my Greece trip was or is. And so I could not do them both.
Well, that's a good two to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah, not be something like serious or like, yeah, I got to be here to.
I had a. Family shit. And I actually looked into trying to do both. I was going to fly from Greece to Croatia.
Get it in. Please get it in.
It was not feasible, let me tell you. Oh. Unless you just had racks.
Racks are Yeah, I bet.
So, I will be trying my hardest to get to Croatia next summer.
Wow, that sounds dope. And I will be on that trip with you.
Please do.
Wow, Croatia?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the water.
Beautiful. So, actually, there's this thing called Yachtnik. Did you hear me talking about this?
Yeah.
So, my cousins are going.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so, you see why I was trying to get there.
Gonna have a blast.
To the 10th hour. But yeah, so there's this thing called Yachtnik. It's basically, guys, it's like a group of like, I don't know, they put the trip together and it's like yachts. It's literally Yachtnik. So it's just, you're gonna stay on a yacht, you'll be in a yacht with other people, or your crew can get a yacht, and you just like rent the room, rent the cabin, rent the yacht. And I'm not sure how food works or anything like that, but like you rent it, you get off, they kind of island hop, you kind of hop in the middle of the ocean. I mean, like, you're just living, it's a vibe. It really looks like a vibe. So that's where I was trying to get to.
So are you on the yacht all day, and is it like a one day thing? Is it like a weekend thing?
No, it's not a couple days. I can't remember the dates, but it's a couple days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think the dates are, I want to say June 4th to the 11th.
Be like, look, I'm in this cabin sleeping. So, yeah. So, I'm going to bike down.
Yeah,
it sounds like there's no piping down.
No, I don't think you will. No, I need to show you the page.
Wow.
I'm trying to get there next year. I'm trying to get there next year for sure.
Oh, man.
Like, when they open, put me on the list. For next year, please.
Oh,
so,
God.
So yeah.
There's so many things going on around the world. That's why I'm like, I can't just go to Florida.
No, absolutely not.
I just feel like everybody should have a goal to get...
of Florida.
To get out of going to Florida.
Yeah.
Florida is like, you know, it's like cute. And I'm not trying to shit, but I'm just like.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, you just, there's more to see. There's more beyond the horizon, literally. Yeah.
And I feel like Florida is just always everyone's go-to.
Yeah. You know, I just feel like when I have a family, I don't want us to have like, I want us to have like non-traditional family vacations.
Absolutely.
But I want that to be our tradition, that they're non-traditional, like what we grew up having. Although like, I'm not saying that in a bad way at all. I'm definitely not saying that, because like my parents, like we went on vacation every single year. Like we had a timeshare, like it was ours, like, you know what I mean? So I'm not shitting on that at all. I'm just saying like, I want to want my kids to experience the world also. And I mean, that's like an age thing too, because like, I'm not trying to like take no 2-year-old.
It's definitely a luxury, but it's something that can be done.
Exactly.
And I think coming from, I don't know, I just love this era that we're a part of, where it doesn't seem so far away.
Yes.
Because I think when we were growing up, it's like you would see celebrities and mm-hmm. like, oh, that's where they are, but
not regular people, when it's absolutely doable.
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily places like Croatia. Like, mm-hmm. I never knew about that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or like, it just was very much around the way.
Yeah.
Mexico.
And, yeah.
You know, so I'm just glad. I just love seeing like black people.
Yes. And
being able to be in these spaces.
And, like, another thing is that Yatnik is actually black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a, I and don't, I love yeah, that. I'm glad that you mention that.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I knew that, but we didn't.
Yeah, they didn't.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Hope to see you guys there. Queen Talk with AJ. Croatia next year.
Oh man, that would be dope.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah. I'm sure, you know, I've seen you.
Yeah.
I saw you at Courtney's party. I saw you.
Yeah, we've hung out.
Yeah, I've seen you it's not like I just haven't had eyes on you at all this whole time. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that you have had some moments, our embarrassing moments segment.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the embarrassing duo.
Oh, God.
Guys, so I have one that is, although we've been gone for like a month, I have one that just happened on like 2 days ago at work.
Oh, shit.
It was truly embarrassing. I don't even want to.
Yours always happens at work. And I feel like for me, like,
that's where I'm at a lot.
You spend a lot of time with these people, so it's like, okay, whatever. But at the same time, it's still work. And I feel like work embarrassment, it just is like another level than like family or friends. You know what I mean? Or just random strangers. Like, you got to come back and see these people the next day.
I would have to agree with that. Wow. Truly. So, guys, I'm just going to get right into it. So, I was at work, and I was in a case. So the case was actually going, and I was just like scrolling my phone, right? And the doctor came in, and then like the other doctor started asking me for something all at the same time. So I immediately just put my phone down, and I just got up to do what I needed to do for them. As I'm tying the gown onto the doctor, I put my phone down, and I didn't think anything of what was on my phone. And he goes, I'll just keep between us what was actually what I saw on your phone. And I look at my phone.
Like, bruh, you shouldn't be looking at my phone. I'm sorry.
I look at my phone, and it's glaring on my screen. Okay, so let me tell you what I was looking at. Well, this is the thing. I really wasn't even looking at that. It was scrolling by. I was scrolling the timeline, and that was the last scroll that stopped. Like, I just scrolled and called me, and I stopped, and I put it down. And I follow this page. It doesn't even matter. It was basically a cartoon drawing of a erect clitoris. And I think it said flaccid clitoris. So, like, you know, and I just like the clitoris being aroused and just. Anyway, it was a. I know, it's very strange. And so it was a cartoon drawing, and it's a GIF or it's a video. So it's flashing the different, like, how it looks.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's flashing across the screen.
It's
so
like
you
flashing?
See
flashing.
Yeah, it's
literally
like a,
flashing.
Like literally like popping
up.
No
wonder he looked. He was like,
so it was like it probably caught his eye because it was like flashing, and I look
he's
over
probably like, maybe it's an emergency, she getting a phone call.
Yeah, I mean, he just probably saw the lights and was like, huh? So I look, so he says, I'm gonna keep it between us what was on your phone. I look at my phone and I see that glaring back at me as well. And I say,
not
oh.
glaring back at me. Yeah. So dramatic.
And I say, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. No, oh no. That's how I felt. And I was like, oh my God. I immediately put my head down. And I was so embarrassed. I just put my head down. I just was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
R.I.P. to.
Yes, to my pride.
My pride and ego in this very moment.
So y'all, damn. I just was like, let's just keep that between us. Let's not talk about it. Why? I forgot to tell you. So why did it, I think, so it happened 2 days ago, but I think yesterday, the other doctor who was in the room, she didn't like see, but she was like, what was he talking about? What was on your phone the other day? And I was like, girl, it's exactly what you're thinking. Something inappropriate. And I just had to leave it at that because she's like, oh. And I just, like, I don't need to explain that. I can't explain it to you. Let's just leave it where
it's at. But sis, why are you bringing up stuff for 2 days ago?
I know.
Get you some business.
Thank you, girl. You got my back. Jordan's like, mind your business. Thank you.
Like, what? I'm not even thinking about 2 days ago. That's why I stay low-key at work. Don't ask me no questions unless it's about this work. Okay?
Yeah. So
wow, that is pretty embarrassing. Wow.
It was.
I'm just glad it wasn't like a dick or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or just, are you like sending a picture of receiving?
I'm glad it wasn't my clitoris. That's what I'm glad about.
But also, it was like a gift. It wasn't like a real one. That would have been weird too.
I mean, well, yeah. I'm just glad it wasn't mine.
What is this girl into? What's going on?
Like, I'm glad it wasn't mine being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Or like you look at it like an STD chart or something. Like,
oh no.
I think it could have been worse.
I'm sure it could have been. So Jordan, you're up next.
Oh no.
Is there any embarrassing moment that you'd like to share with
you
us?
You are Jordan? Really over there. I just want to say that I thought that I had a high tolerance for alcohol.
Oh, it was the boots.
No, you're not.
The boots, sis.
So what month was this? Was this March? Yeah. It was March, I think.
Yeah, I think it was March. I think it was the end of March.
I went to the wine festival.
I might have been the beginning of April because we were surprised that it was cold.
Oh, okay.
I really think it was like the beginning of April.
Okay.
It was cold.
I think you're right. Okay, so y'all. Ayana told me she had a free ticket for the wine festival. And I was sliding. Like, I'm there.
Yes. Say less.
So we get there. And it's me, it's her, it's her mom, her cousin. And they just have all these different tents. And at each tent, there's a different type of wine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either get like a little sample swizzle, you know what I mean? Or you can get you a full helping. I don't mean like a full glass, maybe like half a glass. They weren't stingy though either. They were not. They gave us these wine glasses when we walked in. So, you know, you can just go and do as you please.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember. I think that I had looked at a house that morning and I had like got me a biscuit. Okay. I thought I was good. I thought I had grease on my stomach. I made it all the way through, y'all.
You did make it through the whole thing.
I made it all the way through. And then
I didn't see that coming, sis.
I woke up in Ayana's room. I was on the couch. It was dark. And I was just like, what the hell? I looked down. I still have my coat on. I thought that was weird for me to be asleep with a coat on. I knew at that point, you know, like you wake up and you know that you know, had fun or you was in an experience, but now you're no longer in the experience. You're like, oh my God, how much time has went by?
What happened?
Where am I? Where am I? And what happened? I tell you, I walked into the Yada's room. Yada was chilling, watching TV. I was like, sis.
Welcome back.
When you said welcome back, I wanted to fall to my knees and cry. And it's not just because, okay, I was drunk. Okay, we were with Ayana's mom.
Y'all.
I was mortified. Mortified is not even the word, okay?
I ain't gonna hold you. I understand why you feel that way.
Yeah.
But she was fine.
Yeah, she... I just saw her like a week ago. She hugged me and she didn't even mention it. And won't. Thank you, Miss Hills.
Shout out to my moms, yeah.
So apparently, I don't really know what happened. So this is where I will pass the Cabassier.
So be careful.
I'm scared about you. I'm just, what happened?
I'm just gonna get to the good part. Because,
oh God.
So mind you, I'm with my mom, my cousin, and Jordan, y'all. Oh, no, and like, we are downtown, okay? I'm not gonna disclose our locations. But we were downtown and we were trying to get to away from the crowd. Y'all know how it is trying to catch an Uber after an event. It's like $100. It's just crazy. Yeah. We were trying to catch an Uber. So we were like, we're going to walk to across the street to a better location to catch an Uber. So we are walking through the market area. And
y'all,
we actually stop and sit on a bench for a while because I think we think that that's it, we've made it. But then we realize, no, the Uber's still $1,000 and we're not paying that to get 15 minutes home. So we decide, I gather the troops and I say, we got to keep marching, y'all. Everybody at this point is like, no.
Damn, how far did we walk? I remember nothing.
Woo, we walked through the market.
Dang.
And so, that's what I'm trying to figure out, when this happened to you. I really don't remember. I don't know.
That junk just hit me. My body said,
I think for real.
We've given all we've got. I need some
powering down.
I need to drink water the whole time.
Yes. Okay, before I finish the story. So there is a method to the drinking. Like, you really do have to drink water. And I've been telling Pineapple this, Ebony. I've been telling her this all the time. You have to drink water and you have to eat. Like, that is adult drinking. Drinking water as you drink and eating before and during and after. That's the key to waking up and being able to make it to work the next day. Okay. So now, for the pro tip. So now, so we walk across the street and we make it across a busy intersection, y'all. I'm telling you, that was a feat in itself.
Thank you, God.
That was a feat in itself. Let me tell you, I felt like I was carrying these three. Not really, but kind of.
Even?
She was managing, but she was just talking a lot. So we make it across the street, and this is where all hell breaks loose. My God.
Oh no.
Yes. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Okay, so we make it across the street, and
this is the first time you're hearing this story, by the way. I don't know what the fuck she about to say.
I think, I don't know if you had said something or you just tripped. I don't know how but I just remember you. I think you just stumbled over, literally just like stumbled, and you fell.
God damn.
And you couldn't catch yourself, and I was trying to catch you, but you were heading for the bushes. And I was not going in the bushes.
Just let me go.
Sis fell. And I thought that she was like gonna recover. No.
You thought I was popping up.
I thought you were like not gonna fall in the bushes the way you did, but you did. And I was like, damn. I was standing, my mouth wide open, and I was like, oh my God, we're the meme. We're the meme, y'all.
No.
She fell, these other two, like, cracking up, falling. And here I am running around the bushes trying to find Jordan's hair and head. Her boots were present and accounted for because they were the only thing sticking out of the bushes.
From the photo, it was giving Wizard of Oz. It was giving the Wicked Witch of the East or West.
Very much so. And I'm like, oh my God.
And then in the video, so Ayana did proceed to record me, which I completely understand. Sis, I would have recorded you if it was me. Please. So that you could see.
But I want you to know the footage has not left the vault.
What you mean?
The footage has not left the vault. Like, oh, yeah. Just to you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But
when I saw myself get up from those bushes and say, wow,
with
twigs in my head.
It was a leave in the
and place. I had the YT helping me.
Yo, I'm not gonna hold
that
you.
That was
this couple walked by and was my saving grace. I'm in the back of the bush trying to find Jordan's head and how to get up, and I'm like, I cannot see how. I don't know what to do. Mind you, I'm pretty lit myself. And I'm just walking around the bush, like, just keep doing the same thing over and over.
Did your mom fall too?
Yeah, everybody was like,
because they were laughing, but then they actually.
Yeah, and then they like, oh my God. And then it's like, Jordan, she fell. The boots were up. Wizard of Oz. And like, she didn't move. I was like, Jordan.
It was
she had a, she needed a nap, I think. That's what it was.
My body was.
this couple. She's like, oh my God, is she in the bush? And I'm like,
yes. Bitch, help me.
So they, it's like a couple. So like they proceed to help her out. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much.
In the video, the guy was like, are you okay?
Yeah. And they were like, yeah. No. And yeah, and we eventually make it home. We eventually make it home. But since I don't know, I'm going to have to post a boot picture. I swear to God.
Bitch, I had all kind of shit in my fro. My fro was so, it was actually on its way out. It was pretty big. And yeah, but whew, when I got home, it looked like I had a day. I had shit all on me.
That you did.
My boots were white before I went.
When you left.
Not ooh, so my much. My. It was looking like cookies and cream. It was all kind of shit on it. It was disgusting. Yes.
It's the cookies and cream.
Okay, well, moving along.
Yeah. So, yeah, in other news.
Yeah, you just gotta laugh at yourself, bruh. That was very shameful. And there's gonna actually be another festival in August around my birthday. And I will be, what is the word? Redeeming oneself.
Awesome.
See you guys there.
Awesome.
Not in the
oh
bushes.
Yeah, the tequila fest.
That's in September though.
Oh, what's there's a, another what's one. In August?
There's another wine one.
In August?
Yeah. It's gonna be hot as fuck, but they have a nighttime one, so that's the one I think I want us to go to.
Oh, so when are we buying our tickets?
Yeah, I need to look into that.
And what are the dates? Because I actually got a
I think it's one. August 6th.
Oh, I'm there! I'm there, y'all! Hey, how about we make that our event
With the peeps.
With the peeps. Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Meet us there. I'll get back to y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all can meet us there.
Yeah. So Kevin Samuels did pass while we were gone. That was very shocking.
I was shook.
I think he died of a heart attack during sex. Oh. Wait, it was a long pause.
I mean, I don't know if they were doing it, but she did say that he fell on top of her. So that's what made me feel like.
I feel like that was the clue that we needed, that they were in action.
Because how else he fell on top of you, sis?
Maybe he
was standing over you while you were sitting down.
They
were
just standing up talking, maybe, and then he fell on her.
All the way?
No, they were having sex.
It's like, absolutely. That's not. All like, it has to be that.
Yeah.
Which. I just feel like when I pass, I don't want to be doing something. Like, I just feel like that's really weird.
I don't know if that matters to me.
It don't matter, but I mean, like, for him, you're with somebody almost 30 years younger than you. I don't know, like, I just feel like, yeah, if I'm with my husband, sure, but I just, like, if I was him, that's just not the way I would want to go.
Is that scream embarrassing?
I don't think it screams embarrassing, but it's just kind of like, oh. For him, I think specifically him giving advice
all
to women and
reads.
Men about what they need to do and to attract this and that. But I don't think he was really ever an advocate for marriage. I never really got that.
I definitely didn't get that.
I think it was more so about being more attractive and appealing to a man in general. I don't think it was necessarily like the goal is marriage.
For wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was surprised when that happened. I was like, oh damn.
I thought it was
I can't
cat.
Believe it.
I was just like
yeah. I was like,
I was like, y'all killing this man off.
Right. Honestly, I didn't even know he lived in Atlanta.
I didn't either.
I definitely didn't know.
I think I assumed he lived in LA.
Yeah. The woman who called the police for help was not a black woman.
Which we knew. I knew he wasn't dealing with black women. He probably divorced black women.
The way he was coming for black women all the time, I knew he wasn't dating black
women. I wonder if his ex-wives were black. Mm. Not that it matters, but I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, he just seemed like he had a, the way that he talked to the women that were helping him to have a platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was just very strange, and I do feel like, I think that in his messages, that sometimes there were things that you could take away from it that were true, but I think that the truth just got lost in the condescending tone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that his
and passing, his reputation too.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you play that role, you can't.
It's hard to make a comeback.
Yeah, because he kind of made his own lane in that. I mean, he became a big name like over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But just legacy.
What is his legacy?
Right. I mean, he had so much hate when he died, and I'm just like, dang. You know, and to leave that behind, ouch.
Yeah, and I saw comments and things related to that, and they were like, you know, this man did pass. Let's have some respect, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him. Why so much hate?
Right, but some people said once you put something out there, once you play a specific role, and once you do something, it's hard. Just because you pass away does not mean that it's going to go away. Yeah. It does not just disappear, and everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so sad. Like, no.
Yeah. Because he was out of my algorithm. He was not in.
Yeah, there's no way he would have popped
up. He started to surface up a lot because, I mean, he passed away. So,
yeah.
Even the people that I followed were acknowledging him. And so, yeah, he was still coming up as a topic of conversation.
One thing that I did not like, which they have done before, when someone passes, they release the 911 call.
It's weird.
That is cringy, and I do not like that, and I think that's disrespectful to the person who's passed.
And I think that journalists, I hate that in general. And journalists sometimes go a little too far.
Too much.
It's too invasive. It's unnecessary for us to hear the last moments of him.
Yeah.
And to hear somebody frightened.
Just freaking out.
Yeah.
I don't like that, and I wouldn't want, like, that's just, you know, I don't like that.
Weird. I don't think it's weird, because, you know, it's sister in the moment, and she had somebody dead on top of her. But when she didn't know, like, the apartment number, I was like, oh, wow. Maybe, on the call.
Maybe that was her first time.
It could have been her first time over there. They may have not known each other for real.
I don't know my bae's apartment number either,
actually. Really? No. You just know where to go?
Yeah. Because I was about to talk a little bit of shit.
I know what you mean. I've had friends that have lived in apartments, and after a while, you just know where to go.
Yeah, but also, like, the address is not the apartment number.
That is true. Yeah. So I think on the call, I don't remember if they said, where are you? And she didn't know, but she didn't know anything.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. Well, maybe, you know, to each his own. Maybe it's their first timers, you know.
That's awful. She was on the phone like, this is Kevin Samuels. Like, y'all have to come.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, that's tough.
Well, may his family mourn in peace. May he rest.
I think he had like a son. So I just hope that. But I mean, I guess one thing, I don't know if that's the best way, but I was going to say, I mean, that he has content out there that people can see and watch, and good or bad, I guess, you know, there is footage of him.
You know.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I'm not going to say it, because if you don't have anything
nice. I read your face and I was like, what are you about to say?
You know what? I've decided, may he rest in peace. Okay. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say regarding this topic.
And we're going to move along. So there have just been a lot of things going on. I don't know. Like, I need to check, like, astrology. It's just a lot of weird, random things happening. Mm. But the whole thing with Young Thug and his people and them.
Gunna.
This whole RICO charge.
Y'all.
Wow. And it's out of, like, the blue.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, some people are, you know, black people are always going to make a joke about something. But they're like, oh, it's just, like, right before summer. So, like, oh, our summer is ruined, which is pretty awful.
Come on.
But some of the charges they were picked up on was, like, what, robbery?
Yeah.
Theft?
Yeah. Murder.
Murder. I'm cringing.
A lot of gang affiliation.
A lot of gang shit. Whole lot of gang shit. Ooh, that was.
21. We here. Gang shit, that's all I'm on.
I hate, oh my God, I'm sorry. But yes, very much. They are on a whole lot of gang shit. And they were picked up at Young Thug's Buckhead home.
Wow.
That shit was raided. And they were picked up on, I guess, like, well, I guess I think Gunna was picked up on the RICO charge, because.
Yeah. Because he's been, affiliated. They're using social media, so there have been times where he's, you know, ripped or. Mm-hmm. They're looking at lyrics.
Yeah.
And that's a big crazy debate, too.
How they break down those lyrics like that.
But
like,
a lot of people, what? A lot of them do be. I have seen comedic skits about this. Where rappers do be, you know, yeah, I shot his ass. And I put him in the river right by the gray stone. Like, just be, you know what I mean? And it's like, sir.
Bars.
Sir. But thank yes. you. Sir. You're telling on yourself.
Yeah.
And Drewski specifically has one. Where it's like him and these cops. And they're like, shit, they make this shit easy. And they just watch it. They was like, this shit hard, though. And then they go and arrest the niggas. And I'm just like.
We ready to post that to the thing.
We might. Yeah. It's, if I can find it, if he still has it up. Because it's still very relevant. But yeah. I do wonder. I do feel that. I don't feel bad for Young Thug. I feel bad for his family and the people mm-hmm. that he's taking care of. But I don't feel bad for him because I've watched him. And he is a very arrogant person. Mm-hmm. He very much feeling himself.
I feel like if you did it, you did it. And I can't feel bad that you started feeling are in trouble. Yeah, you think because you're a rapper, you're untouchable. Exactly. But I feel like if you did it, you did it. So I don't feel bad for them. It just sucks for the people that they take care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what really sucks.
His kids. But I feel like he has people, a lot of kids. Like,
how many kids he got?
I think he has 12.
What?
You ever heard?
Bitch, okay. 12?
You ever heard Summer Walker on her song where she was like, she mentions Thug and she's talking about her baby daddy, like, what you think that's cute? And I remember when the album dropped, he was like, Summer Walker, fuck you. And he had put like LOL or like a laughing emoji, but I feel like the fuck you was very much real. So
wow, guys,
he has a lot of kids. I'm embarrassed. He might not exactly have 12, but I
didn't.
Jeffrey has a lot of kids.
Jeffrey, oh, I forgot that's a nigga name.
That's his name.
Y'all, it's very much Young Thug, Young Street, Jeffrey, David.
Oh, no.
Abraham. Like, huh?
That do be weird. Like, it'd be a real hard nigga. It'd be like, sir, your name's David. You're literally in the Bible. What? This isn't you. I don't think
that's the intention your mother had when she gave you that
I
name.
Don't recognize you like this. Come on, Abraham. Pipe down.
For real, like what? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
they're saying he's gonna be locked up for a while.
Yeah, I think they want to make a believer out of him. So I think.
Damn.
I think he's.
Every time you say that, I'm just like.
I think he's gonna go down. I think they're building all they can, and he's gonna.
Because I think they went back to like 2013. Ooh. It's they've gone back damn near a decade.
So my God,
they've been
is
trying to really.
Decade.
Yeah, they've been trying to really lock them down.
Y'all, we were really trying to upgrade this season, but like, we really have to get footage. Jordan has done 3 things that I have wanted to like record, and I'm just like, oh my God, this girl. And I'm finally speaking
I'm
up.
So animated. I'm going to be paying attention. Yes.
Oh, God.
I think that, do you feel that rappers should be, because I feel like these rappers get signed and they don't realize that they are just a pawn in the game, kind of. Mm. Like, they still can go down. They don't have insurance or protection. Like, but I do wonder why they feel like they need to bring the streets with them. But I don't know if it's just because, like, Lil Durk, he did an interview. He had, like, 30 niggas in the room. And then he had $1 million stacked on the table. I watched the whole interview. That's the interview where he was talking about his girl and why he married her was because she didn't have a lot of bodies.
I need to watch this interview. I have not.
Don't waste your time.
Been privy. Oh my!
It's not worth watching.
I have
for
not
real.
Been privy. Wow. Okay.
But I just wonder why they bring the streets. Like, I really feel like Young Dolph. Like, these people be not like. I feel like they just have to let it go. Like, once you get to a certain level. You just gotta let that shit go.
I think they have not realized that they have to let it go. Because I feel like they feel like the streets made them and the streets helped them get to where they were going. Because, for example, I have no idea if this is true. I have no idea what. But I'm just saying, like, what if the YSL stuff is how that he got to be Young Thug?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how he got
that
his money.
His,
that's how he
studio
exactly.
time and all that.
It funded everything. It basically
but
brought
damn,
him here.
But once you
so
get
he
to
probably,
point,
but he's going to say, it brought me here. Why am I going to let
estate.
It? He's going to say, why am I let it go? Why? And I'm and now I'm practically untouchable. Now they can't find me, or no, not that they can't find me, but like now they can't catch me on this. They can't, I'm not the one doing it. How could I be doing it? I'm the rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's probably why they feel like they can keep doing it.
Yeah. Metro Boomin actually came to his defense and said that same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, bruh, this is a LLC. Mm-hmm. He is a rapper.
Yeah.
He makes his money from rapping.
Right.
And I'm like,
and you can also cover up a lot of money rapping. But yeah. I'm not defending or
clearly you have not seen
taking
Ozark
up for anybody.
Or Breaking Bad.
I cannot wait to watch the new season of Ozark. I am very behind.
I finished and I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay.
Leaving it there.
I'm sure it's amazing. Okay. Yeah, let's leave it there. But yeah, so this Gunna and Young Thug thing is pretty big. I thought it was on some petty shit, but nah.
I thought maybe they'd be getting out, but people are feeling like they're
going to Bun has been denied.
Yeah.
They're not getting
out.
So
we're going to see where this goes.
What happens. And you know what really sucks? So I was reading up on Rico and the charges and everything like that. And like apparently Rico is like, because they were affiliated and because like everybody benefited from whatever crime was done, they all are going to have those same charges. So for example, robbery, murder, theft, whatever it is, you're going to have it. I'm going to have it. If it's 10 charges, you're going to have all 10. I'm going to have all 10.
Dang.
He's going to have all 10. So that's what's really catching them up too. And apparently like the Georgia RICO law is worse. Like the punishment and everything like that is worse than the federal RICO charges. So that's what they really trying to get them on. Like they're trying to make like the state shit like stick. I think they don't want it to go federal. Ooh. I think that's what I'm understanding. I am not an expert. This is my opinion. And like, I need to give a disclaimer because niggas really be trying to like, okay. Yeah. But yeah, this is why this is a big deal. And this is why like, you have to be careful of the circle you keep, the company you keep, because all these people going down for all this
shit. I just feel sad that people feel like even when they find a way out, they still
find a way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that shit.
They
is
never
sad
really
as hell.
Leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't see, like I was just saying, like, they can't see, this is how I got here. So they can't see living without it.
You know what's crazy, too? I watched an interview with Thug, and he literally said Gunna was getting in so much trouble that he told Gunna, look, bruh, do this shit. He's the one who got Gunna rapping. And now they all going down. And I'm just like, damn. Mm. That's crazy how life goes. He literally was on an interview. I think it was The Breakfast Club a couple months back.
Wow.
So
that is very unfortunate, and it is sad. Yeah. And like I said, there's like these charges, there's no loopholes. They made sure of that. So that's why it's very hard to get out of this.
That's why I'm out of that gangster love shit, bro. Done with it. I don't want no police coming to my house. Done with it.
You know, we all have been in a little bit of gangster love.
Doing the gangster love shit. It's over.
I'm not cut out for that life.
I'm 30 now. If you still want somebody to ride for you,
you better ride for yourself. You can take me to work.
Make sure you got my real job. Tires, my nigga. They gonna ride for you.
Oh my god. Yep. Yeah, because I'm good for that. Oh wow, that just took me back to a place.
To that. Why was we dealing with that shit?
Why did we do that?
Why? What are you doing for me? Well, actually, my nigga was doing a lot. That's has a point. I don't want...
Mine wasn't.
I don't like the feeling of, oh, you may go to jail. I don't want to be a part of that.
At the house getting calls from your mama. Bro, I got a call from this nigga mama.
Call your son.
And his sister one time, yo.
Oh,
good. Hey, so-and-so is in jail. We trying to get what the charges are. We'll keep you posted, you know. Do you know any idea why? Blah, blah, blah. Like, really trying to figure shit out. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Mind you, bitch, you calling me and I'm at school.
Yeah.
I'm in class and you're blowing my shit up.
Yeah.
I will call you after class.
I'm getting an education.
So I call her after class and I'm like, what's going on? And then I get the tea and I'm like, oh, my God. And oh, not me having to go.
That's some ghetto shit.
Then this nigga did not. For real. That's some ghetto shit. This nigga did not have like his phone or something. So when he got out, like I forgot what happened to it. So I had to go take him to like, I had to go take him. That's ghetto.
You look disgusted.
I am. It's in the past. Yo, it's just like all the shit you used to deal with. Bro, I would never do that shit ever again in my life.
You live and you learn.
I remember my nigga, thank God for deliverance.
I remember my nigga was mad because I was not there to pick him up when he was released.
Did you want me to pick?
Sir, I didn't receive the call. How was I supposed to know?
Oh.
By the time I pulled up, he was already gone. His brother had picked him up. But he was upset at me for not being there.
But you actually pulled up, though.
You want me to wait outside the jailhouse? I still had to go to work, and I still was in school. Bro. Ungrateful.
Yeah.
Shout out to, you know what? Let's give a shout out to the women that will be holding it down while Thug is locked up. Gucci Mane had, what's her name?
Ooh, Keisha. Hey. Now,
Keisha played the bag.
Keisha.
Tiny, shout out the Tiny.
Let's shout out the Tinies and the Keishas who gonna flip that shit. Because
it's not gonna
And
be
when
me.
They come back.
Shout out to y'all. Because that take a lot.
Major shout out. Because it won't be me either. But yeah.
I mean, at least Tiny and Tia was married. And Keisha, I don't know.
And?
Keisha really boss Gucci up.
Ooh. We don't even know that nigga now.
Nah.
Hey, yo, these mics really bring me to another place. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I'm really in another vibe. Like, shorty, they have nothing to drink, nothing to nothing. Like, I'm just on a whole other vibe.
This is how Uncle Bobby felt on Proud Family. That's why he always got that mic. He be pulling out the trailer. Hell yeah. I understand. Ow.
Period.
Sis trying to catch me.
I was trying to catch Jordan and Jordan caught me.
You'll never catch me. Yeah, you caught me in the bushes though.
And then sis, it's okay, I'm gonna hold you down. Always. So what were we? Oh, okay. Okay, guys. So I was at work. Obviously, but work this week has really been very weird. Like, so there's several things I want to talk about that happened at work. So one thing, do you guys believe, or Jordan, I'm gonna pose the question to you, do you believe in right person, wrong time? What is your thought about that? Because personally, I don't believe in that. I feel like if you want to make something, there's one thing that my coworker said that change my mind a little bit, but I believe if you want to make something work with someone, you're gonna make it work.
What's the question?
No matter what. The question is, I'm sorry. The question is, do you believe in right person, wrong time?
Right person, wrong time.
Is that really a thing?
I'm not gonna lie. I think it could be a thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's always the case, but I think it could be a thing.
Okay, and tell me why.
Because every rom-com I watch, sometimes they just don't be right, but then in the end, they be fighting their way back. And it's because it was destined to be, but they just weren't developed.
Okay, so I'm glad you actually brought that up because that is what I was going to say. Like, so my coworker was basically, it was my coworker and a patient girl. Not us including the patients in our conversations. But it was kind of about doubling back. We were talking about doubling back.
Oh, now, you heard it like that.
Hold on, sis, you said it could be. Right person, wrong time. So if it's right person, wrong time, then obviously we're doubling back. I don't believe in doubling back. That's what I
every wrong.
That's time. What I won't do. But I've tried doubling back, and
it's never the same.
It's never the same. It always fails, and I realize why I left him the first time.
Dang, you haven't changed.
I'm good enough. Like, I was about to say something really
bullshit.
But what
if you ran up on somebody that had changed?
So this is the thing. My coworker was like, sometimes you have to develop. And he was like, sometimes you have to develop and you have to like mature to be with that person.
Was he a guy?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always them.
They're the ones who we needed to mature and develop. Yeah. Like, and I'm like,
when the woman
probably. That's why I'm side-eyeing it, because I'm like, I do, but I can kind of understand that. Like,
yeah.
Because if like he came back and he was like more mature and he was better, then I mean, maybe that could work. You know what I mean? But still, there's like some rooted issues, I feel like, in like exes that I cannot see myself ever doubling back. Mm. I can't see them maturing past who they truly are, because that's my like issue. Like, what's the issue? I'm trying to think of like an issue, like a maturity thing or something that, I mean, I feel like it's all like moral shit. Like, you should know better and you don't know better. So that's not stuff I can recover from.
I think it's interesting because like, I had a conversation with an ex, and I could tell that he's the same. Mm. But he just is with somebody that allows what I wouldn't. Mm. And I think a lot of men do that.
That's what it is.
And then there's not really development. So if you do double back, it has to be, like, them initiating. But even then, that can still be iffy, because sometimes you tell a dude what you want, they know what you want, and they'll do it temporarily, and then they'll go back to their
being who they truly are.
Yeah, because exactly. They can't keep up the facade.
Exactly. And my coworkers, and he was defending, he was saying, like, well, I had an ex that tried to double back 3 times. I said, and you obviously tried to double back too, because 3 times, no, sis wasn't doubling back on her own. He was like, so I know I'm not the problem. I'm not the problem because she tried to double back 3 times, and that's not the first one. And I'm like, but you are the problem because you're allowing that.
Yeah.
Both of y'all are trying.
Well, yeah, both could just have a trauma bond or just soul
because
tie.
She came back 3 times means nothing.
Yeah.
You had sex with her more than 3 times, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
I mean,
the key is if they come back, do not. Don't spread them open.
Woo! Okay, y'all. So, yeah, if you're going to double back, that's what you can't do.
That's how
you get stuck trying to double back. Like,
and now you in the car crying, like, not crying, but just like, shit.
Sad, because you
have to. So when am I gonna be back? But also...
You forgot.
I did. When are you going to be doubling back? And then, but also it's like, I played myself. Like,
yeah.
Because this person is the same. And I think, I don't know. I feel like it just depends on, I think though, if it's the right person, they're going to come to you. I feel like there's not necessarily a doubling back. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you have to go back and you're like, hey, maybe we should da 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 da. And like, I think they have to come to you, and you have to. They have to put in the work to show
that to
they
show have you.
Changed. Mm-hmm. They can't talk about it. Like, they have to really.
That's how I've always felt when doubling, air quotes, doubling back. Like, he would approach me about it, and I had to see what he was trying to like talk about, and then I'd be like, okay, I'll go on a date or something. It was a horrible decision every single time. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. But it was definitely his initiation. It was not like me.
Okay, so
I would never.
Yeah, I feel like it still is a risk.
Yeah.
Even if they do initiate, I feel like the action part has to be there.
Yeah.
And gotta show you.
Right. Right. And I mean, okay, and back to the original question of, do I believe in right person, wrong time? No.
You feel like if you know, you're gonna do what you gotta do.
You're gonna do what you gotta do, because you finding the right person is gonna make you want to step up and be everything that person needs you to be.
You shouldn't be comfortable seeing them go.
Yeah. It will make you extremely uncomfortable.
That'll make you sick.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I know he's sick. I know they're sick. All of them. Every last one of them.
How did I fumble the bag?
If you fumble me, condolences.
Oh. R.I.P. Woo. Yeah, I definitely feel that. That's
I just... Yeah, I guess why I'm like, I don't really... If you're gonna make it work, you're gonna make it work. And some people say, what about distance? You guys work and live in the different places. Okay, they have airplanes. They have I'm like, there's cars. I'm like, that don't even matter.
Distance, I don't understand. What are they saying?
Like if for example, it was a long distance relationship. Or they were moving. They were ooh, let's get into it. You don't believe in long distance relationships.
I feel like if you are together in person and then
move,
maybe life. Separation. Y'all have something, but y'all have a plan to come back. Cool. I think if you are starting off, you don't know what the fuck that person's doing. They probably got a bitch wherever they're at.
So, I have a success story from a long distance relationship.
Really?
I mean, not my success. Not me.
Okay.
But, so.
Well, there will always be.
Success?
No, like there'll always be those, you know,
like
be
one those, in, yeah. Yeah, very true. But this is a pretty wild distance to make shit work. So my friend Connor,
oh shoot,
is getting married in October.
Really?
Yeah, he's been dating this lady or this
Connor's
girl.
Different though. He's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing. That was no shade to Con, but yeah, he is. But like, it didn't start like that. It just really developed, and they just decided to make it work. He was living in Spain when they decided to be together.
Wow.
This girl was living in Texas.
Wow.
two different countries. She was flying back and forth.
Okay, Spain. But see, at least there was something.
Yeah. So, but the point that I'm making is somebody wanted to make it work.
Yeah.
He was willing. She was willing. Like, they and then when they moved else. Back to the States, like, they were legit getting COVID tested, flying back and forth to see each other. Like,
and doing it during COVID? That's
yeah.
Because
yeah,
I was scared as hell to go to Mexico and get stuck.
Yeah.
The reality hell really yeah. set in. Like, once it was time to go, I was like, oh, Lord.
Pack an extra suit.
Oh, I do not want to be stuck here.
Yeah.
No, so, habla español.
I hate you. So, yeah, it was very, I mean, like, they're, and like I said, they've been dating for 3 years. They dated, and they're getting married. And they still That's don't even beautiful. Live in the same state.
Wow.
The first time that they live together will be...
when they're married? Wow.
Yeah. Dang. When they're living in the same state, it will be when they get married. Literally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, congrats, Con-Con. I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Beautiful.
Crazy.
That sounds like a beautiful. Movie.
Yeah. Your rom-com shit.
Yes.
That shit don't happen.
Rom-coms really, they're a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching Love and Basketball, and I just was like, it kind of is the same thing. I'm sorry, not Love and Basketball, Brown Sugar.
Because I'm like, you know Love and Basketball? You remember that time we was watching it, and I had a whole difference of opinion on that dumb shit.
Because Brown Sugar, they had been friends for years.
Yeah.
He did ask her. Yeah. She turned him down. But she knew, like, she loved him. She watched him get married to somebody. And girl was at the bridal shower answering all the questions better than the wife-to-be.
Ooh.
What's his drink? Oh, she was like, this and with a twist. But if he's not feeling this, then it'll be that. Oh, that's your man, sis.
Embarrassing for the wifey.
And so sometimes I feel like when I think about right person, wrong time, I'm like, what's holding you back? Like...
yeah.
I hate that people let stuff get in the way.
Yeah.
Y'all, don't listen.
Exactly. If you love somebody, you're going to make it work. You can't let nobody stop you.
I always try.
You can't.
And if it don't work out, God just be like, that ain't for you.
Yeah. You know, I think that is what is, I don't know if that's a flaw for me. I don't know what to call it. But I feel like I always try until I get
Like the guys
burnt
like,
out.
Yeah. Hitting on me.
Like, literally. And that's so embarrassing. And it's also very much annoying.
That's why when I see these alpha males on the internet talking about how women don't do this, don't do that. I'm like, we are emotionally in tune. Women are willing to make sacrifices.
Right.
And pay for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you need?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
For a friend. That's me.
I'm the friend. Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, now that Kevin Samuels has passed, I do wonder what the alpha, what's it called?
The alpha male
sphere. What that will turn into.
I don't know.
Who will become the leader now?
I don't know. Yeah.
At least Derrick Jackson didn't go that way, because pipe down.
Yeah. Derrick Jackson made a fool of himself. And he's apparently still making a fool of himself. So.
Well, he's not talking in third person anymore.
He hasn't fully recovered from that, has he?
Nope.
I stopped following him and everything.
Yeah. I go to check on him sometimes to see if he's okay.
Just to see what's going on.
He still seems to be putting
Is he still with his wifey?
I think so.
Is she still dressed?
He be posting himself cooking now. I'm like, wow, he just cooking? Okay. Do what you gotta do, bro.
Yikes. I'm done.
Well, guys.
Oh, my God. No. I got to tell y'all what happened at work.
Wow.
Let me tell you this. So, I walked into a conversation that was not my own. It was two guys. Yeah, three guys in a room. And I'm in there looking for something. And they say, Yanni. Do you think, and here they go. So one, the guy was saying that, what an idiot. He was saying that basically he had went to lunch and a lady had paid for his lunch on some like shooting her shot type shit. She paid for his lunch.
Oh my God, like the trend with the lady buying wings.
Oh shoot, yeah. That might be her shit, I don't
That's
know.
That's the 10 piece, get them girl.
For real. So she buys his lunch. First time shooting her shot, buys her lunch. They exchange numbers. He says that he's not going to call her for a week.
Off rip because she bought him. He didn't like that.
No, he really liked it. He said that he did. This was his argument. I don't know what she has going on. I don't want her to feel like I'm sweating her. And I also feel like I need to give her space and time. You don't know her. You're supposed to be trying to get into her. Why would you give her space and time?
He's been listening to too many men, not enough women. About what a woman wants.
I literally was like, my friend was like, why would you? He was like, so.
He's playing games.
Yeah, he was like, what would you do in that situation? And I was like, I wouldn't answer the phone if he called me a week later. If I buy you lunch off shooting my shot and you don't even call me that same night or either the next day, bro, you're already. I'm on to the next.
Then I'm like, okay.
I'm buying another lunch.
He must have a girlfriend. Damn, why did he take my lunch? I want my money back.
Salty. I'm big salty.
No, I mean, I guess you take that risk when you buy the lunch. But yeah, I mean.
First of all, I'm never really shooting my shot.
Why did you release your number if.
He's like, oh, I'm waiting a week. Nice. I'm going to wait a week. And even my, the other two guys in the room was like, why would you do that? They were like, she's not going to answer when you call her.
No.
There is no way, because I'm going to think you're not really interested. It was cool. So you
a
just
whole
took the lunch.
Week? Yeah, that's
but
weird.
But waiting a whole week? He was that's like, weird. Well, that's out of respect, because I don't really know her schedule. You sound crazy.
Huh?
You sound crazy.
And you're not going to know it until you call.
And when you finally call in a week, sis won't answer, so try again.
You idiot.
Man.
He been listening to Kevin say. You gotta really.
Is that still gonna be okay to say?
I know, I was thinking about the Ari Lennox lyric. Always in Kevin Samuels' comments. We're not even gonna be able to sing that, sis. I'm definitely gonna be singing Bow Wow Do Rag, though. That's hilarious.
Done.
I don't know why, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I think that. When you're dealing with people who don't really love you and they're doing like the tug of war of like, oh, I don't want to show emotions. Let me play it cool. You're already in a shitty situation.
Yes.
Because what's the point in that? You got to be that strategic with it. Just don't call me at 10 o'clock. Don't do that.
At a decent time.
But yeah.
Like, hey, thank you for lunch. Like, how was your day? Like, on some, okay, thank you. What's up? But also, if a woman shoots her shot and you don't follow up in a decent amount of time, like, you've already lost.
Yeah.
Like, do you think, first of all, she shot her shot. So you should be grateful because bro is not a looker at all. So he really don't need to be saying, oh, wow, that was rude.
You didn't realize what you said till then?
I mean, I realized it, but then I was still going. And
yeah,
I was
you
like,
were. You were in it. It'd be like that.
What I'm saying is he should be grateful.
Gratefulness.
Have some class about yourself. I don't know. Like, there's no.
Especially if you ain't got shorties buying you lunch like that. Take up the offer. Why not? This is why.
Sick to my stomach.
I'm not buying nobody a 10-piece.
I'm not.
If it's not for me with blue cheese and fries, then who is it for?
This girl's crazy. But what you were saying about being strategic and stuff, like, I never liked that.
Yeah.
That is weird to me.
Let me wait 48 hours and then I'll call.
That is very much annoying.
I don't like people. If you're going to be playing games with me, then.
And then, like, that whole, you got to text me first shit. Like, first of all, I'm a brilliant and that's. I
don't mind texting you first. I don't want to always be the one texting. Yeah. Now I'm feeling like I'm a bugaboo.
And I need to know you're interested. Like, yeah. Once I know you're interested, then you got me. I'm cool. Like, yeah. I'm good. I really feel like I've never.
And it's not even wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's just being a decent, mature person.
Mature person. Thank you.
And I ain't got time to be like, okay, it's been 19 hours. Let me give him a ring. Then you don't pick up and I look stupid.
Oh my God. It's the whole
thing. That's when you wait. When you wait and do that shit and then they don't answer, you really be feeling stupid.
Then you go back and forth in your head and all this stuff. Like, I've been there and I've also been in something that's like, I don't have to worry about that shit. And I'm happy. Fuck.
I'm happy for you, Yans, because you deserve that shit.
This shit is hard to.
Because these people up here talking about a weak response. This is what I'm dealing with.
It was this raggedy ass nigga talking about a week. Bought your ass lunch. You got the audacity to wait a week to call me big.
There goes some condiments, nigga. You need a napkin?
Ooh.
You got some on your lip. I got got you a napkin for
pulling hair. I'm dead.
Got you a straw for a drink, bruh. That's it. Sis really was nice. Like, wow.
She indeed was. Cause,
yeah. RIP. You know what? It's all right. It's about to be summer.
Oh my God. Summer is here and we out already. Yeah. Actually, we out already. Yeah.
We
out. So we'll see y'all next week. Shit.
We'll be back for the kicks and cackles. See you guys.
Peace. Love and happiness.
Don't play with me. Play with your mama.
Game.